rises in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. Yet trembling sense dismiss your fears, for joy comes in the morning. Oh, weeping mourner, dry your tears, for joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Let every burden so look up, for joy comes in the morning. In every trembling sing the hope, for joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
请坐。我们一起来祷告，愿主耶稣带领今天晚上的聚会。同心祷告。
Let's pray.
各位弟兄姐妹，晚上想
要 Thanksgiving for our mutual encouragement.
我们都知道是诗记啊，是在描写一个国家没有王，个人任意而行的一个时代。
You know, the book of Judges talks about a kingdom in which there was no king and everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那是信仰非常低落啊，社会非常混乱的时代。
It was a time in which in society the faith was very low and society was full of chaos.
后来神兴起撒母耳先知来复兴他们的信仰。
And then God raised up the prophet Samuel to revive their faith.
那撒母耳先知啊，在一辈子当中又高了两个王，就是扫罗王跟大卫王。
And in his lifetime, the prophet Samuel anointed two kings, which were Saul and David.
啊，后来他们的国家渐渐建立有一个信仰的生活。
And then eventually, the kingdom was able to build up a life of faith.
所以撒母耳先知在以色列的历史上面是一个很有影响力的人。
And so in the history of the Israelites, Samuel was a man of great influence.
那撒母耳的出生呢，记载在这个撒母耳记上第一章。
The birth of Samuel is recorded in the first book of Samuel, chapter 1.
我们中国人说，这个推动摇篮的手可以推动天下。那个摇篮哦，那个妈妈的手啊，可以推动天下。
There is a saying that the hands of the mother can move the heavens and the earth.
那撒母的母亲啊，对撒母耳有长远的影响。
Samuel's mother had an everlasting impact on Samuel.
那撒母记上第一章就来记载他母亲的一个故事。
So the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, talks about a story of Samuel's mother.
所以我们就用。从流泪到感恩呢，我们来谈撒母耳记上哈拿的故事。
And so from tears to thanksgiving, let's look at the story of Samuel's mother.
那我们来谈三点哈。
We'll look at three points.
我们来谈从流泪到祷告到感恩。
We'll start from tears to prayer to thanksgiving.
我们就一点一点来谈。
And we'll go point by point.
我们来看撒母耳记上的第一章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1.
第一章的第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
撒母耳记上第一章第五节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 5.
给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈神不给哈拿生育。第一章开始在介绍撒母耳的家庭，他的爸爸妈妈们。
This is an introduction of Samuel's family and his parents.
那提到他的妈妈哈拿，她不能生育。
It talks about how Hannah could, Samuel's mother Hannah could not give birth to children.
虽然她的父亲啊，她的先生非常的爱她。
Even though her husband loved her very much.
我们如果仔细看《撒母耳记上》的第一章啊，我们看到人生很多的泪水。
If we look closely into 1 Samuel chapter 1, we see that there are many tears in a person's life.
我们看到这里有一个人物啊，就是哈拿的对头，叫做庇尼拿。
We see somebody here who was Peninnah, who was the kind of the adversary of Hannah.
她虽然有儿女啊，但是却活在没有前部先生的爱的一个情况下面。
Even though she had children, she was not able to live under the love of her husband.
常常要跟这个哈拿来争宠啊。
And often felt like she had to engage in conflict with Hannah.
我们看这个以利加拿这位祭司啊，有两个太太，好像很幸福的样子。
Now we see that this man Elkanah, who had two wives, seemed like he was a lucky guy.
但是我们发觉到他是活在一个不和睦的家庭里面。
We see that he was living in a family with no harmony.
所以第一章这个家庭有一个先生，两个太太。
So in this family, we see one husband and two wives.
但是每个人都有他生命好的一面，却有掉眼泪的那一面。
But everybody has a good side in their life. Everybody has a side where they shed tears.
我们发觉到人生啊，不是常常都很顺利的。
We find that in life, not always will we have smooth sailing.
春天到了，我们家的后院呢，开了玫瑰花。
When the spring comes, my garden will, the flowers in my garden will blossom.
如果一个心情好的人呢，走到后院，你会觉得哇，百花盛开，心情愉快。
And if somebody is in a good mood, they'll walk into the backyard, see these flowers, and feel even happier.
但是一个心情不好的人呢，看到玫瑰花，他是看到花谢、花凋的。那一个场景。
But somebody who is not in a good mood sees the part of the flower that is withering away.
但是我们中国人有一首诗说：“这个胭脂泪啊，相留醉，几时重？”这是人生长恨水长东啊。意思就是说，我们这个有时候你看到花啊，有这个雨在上面啊，你会想起故人啊，想起以前的人，然后觉得说，人生又相逢，有时候很难。
And so when you see the dewdrops on the flower, you'll think about how.
就是相聚啊，人生要相聚不容易啊。
How it is hard to live life in this world.
他说人生常常有恨的事情，就好像流水向东流去一样的。
There is much hate in our lives, just like how the water flows up and down the flower.
所以我们以前提过说，有人呢谈到说人生没有圆的东西了。
And so in the past, we talked about how there is nothing round in a person's life.
这个月常常是圆，有时候是圆的，但是也会有缺的时候。
The moon is often round, but sometimes it will also not be round.
所以我们说人月有阴晴圆缺，人有旦夕祸福。月有圆跟缺啊，人有时候有福也有祸啊。
And so that's why we say that people are sometimes people are fortunate and sometimes people are they meet with.Misfortune.
所以你在这个人世间呢，除了人手所造的以外呢，你找不到一个正圆呐、人世间没有一个自然界当中呢，永远是圆的东西了、
So among men, you'll never find something that is a perfect circle. You won't
尤其在地球上面哦。
Especially on this earth.
所以我们看到人生是有泪水的一部分。
And so we see that there is a part of our lives that has tears.
所以哈拿因为神没有给他生育啊，他有先生的爱，她还是充满的眼泪。
Because Hannah could not have children, even though she was filled with her husband's love, she
still had tears. 那这个眼泪啊，这个人生的痛苦，并没有因为上神的殿而有减轻。
And these tears did not go away just because Hannah went into the temple of God.
我们来看撒母耳记上的第一章第六节到第八节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 6 to 8.
庇尼拿见神不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头。大大的激动他，要使他生气。请读。
Verse 6, and her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他每年上到主殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，庇尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他们每年都会到圣殿来守节。
Every year they would go to the Jerusalem to the temple to observe the feast.
尤其他先生是一个宗教服务的人员。
And especially since their husband Elkanah was a man of faith.
所以他们更要啊常常来守节。
And so they had to come and observe this feast.
但是我们发觉到这个痛苦伤痛啊，并没有因为到神的殿而有所减轻。
And we see that just because they went into the temple of God, this hurt was not diminished in any way.
每年上神殿的时候呢，Penina 还是一样的激动他。
Every year when they went to the temple, Penina continued to provoke Hannah.
以致他哭泣啊，没有办法吃得下饭了。
To make her miserable and cry so that she could not even eat.
人生有些痛苦是你没有办法改变的，就好像不能生孩子，这是神给的。
There's some pain in our lives, just like not being able to give birth to children that we just can't change. It's from God.
那这种痛苦啊，有时候经过时间的流逝，如果没有人提醒，可能我们也适应了。
And this kind of pain is something that we may give up on over time.
但是呢，人从人来的痛苦啊，常常时不时它会发生的。
But the pain that comes from other people, we often will face.
所以啊，这个小老婆啊，伊利加拿的这个小老婆，这个不应该小老婆，另外一个太太哦。就是会利用这个机会，就再一次的激动这个哈拿，你不能生，我可以生。
So Elkanah's other wife, Penina, would use this opportunity to provoke Hannah and remind her that she couldn't give birth to children, but Penina could.
这个好像常常在有人在你的伤口上面撒盐巴。
This is kind of like somebody spreading salt on your wound.
是很痛的。
It's very painful.
所以我们看到，有时候我们来教会啊，希望我们的痛苦可以减轻。
So sometimes we think that we come to church and we try to diminish our pain a little bit.
那为什么知道我们来到教会呢？我们会知道我们人生的苦难啊，不一定啊，因为上教会啊就减少。
We come to church, we find that just because we come to church doesn't mean that our pain will necessarily be diminished.
因为耶稣已经讲过了，你们在世上有苦难。
Because Jesus already said you will have tribulation in this world.
罪自从一个人进入世界之后。
After, because sin came into this world through one man.
那么大家就常常有一些彼此不用恶来对待的地方。
And so there will be times when people face other people with evil.
所以在世上有苦难，这是一个常态啊。虽然在主里面你会得平安。
And so even though you will have peace in this world, but in Christ, but in the world you will still have tribulation.
所以我们来信耶稣啊，一样会生病。
So if you come to believe in Christ, you're still going to get sick.
我们来信耶稣一样有人会刺激你，会伤害你。
We come to believe in Christ, there will still be people who provoke us and try to hurt us.
我们来信耶稣了，一样会有时候会有婚姻的问题，或是家庭的问题。
We come to believe in Christ, and we will still have family problems or marital problems.
所以有时候来到殿里面呢，你还是会感到啊，那个伤痛依然让你觉得很痛。
So sometimes when you come into the temple, you will still feel that hurt, and it will still be painful.
但是我们觉得哈拿有一点很好，虽然她很痛啊。他没有因为这样子而发飙啊，用现在的话讲就是生发飙发怒啊。
But we see something good about Hannah, which is that even though she was hurt, she still would not start complain or become angry.
我们来看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
撒母记上一章的第九节。
First Samuel chapter 1, verse 9.
他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在主殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上，请读。
Verse 9, so Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord.
当哈拿没有办法吃饭的时候，第八节他的先生就安慰他了。他说，你为什么不吃饭呢？
When Hannah was not,
为什么愁闷呢？
When Hannah wasn't eating, in verse 8, her husband tried to comfort her, asking her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved?
如果你我们看后面知道说，其实这个时候哈拿还是没有吃饭。
If you read later on, you'll find that actually during this time, Hannah was still not eating.
但是呢，她能够等到大家都吃完饭之后呢，才去祭司那里在那边祷告。
But she could still wait till everybody else had finished eating before she left and went to the priest.
我们会知道她真的不会因为自己的情绪问题就吵吵闹闹影响家人。
We see that just because she had emotional issues of her own, she would not raise a big ruckus with her family and bother everyone.
你看拉杰就不太一样。
Rachel was a little different.
拉杰不能生孩子的时候。
When Rachel could not give birth to children.
她跟先生讲说，你要给我孩子，不然我就死给你看。
She said to her husband, give me children or give me death.
这个 他先生说是我是神不能给你孩子的不是我啦一次先生就大大生气了
And her husband became angry because he said it's God that did let you not be able to have children not me
可是我们看到哈拿他的反应不一样他是自己隐气自己默默的哀伤但是呢也不会因为这样子发飙啊是即使有人记录他
But we see Hannah was different even though people provoked her she still hid her pain and she did not raise a big deal over it
想办法让家庭保持着一种和谐的状态
and thought of a way to try to keep harmony inside her house
更重要的是她懂得把她的困难带到主耶稣带到神面前
more importantly she knew how to bring her troubles before God
就好像苏念妇人一样她知道只有先知啊，只有祭司才有办法解决她的问题只有神才有办法解决她的问题
just like the Shunammite widow knew that only God could and the priest the prophet could resolve her problems
所以弟兄姐妹您有伤痛的事情吗
So brothers and sisters, do you have something that hurts you?
人家激怒你的时候你的反应是什么呢
When people provoke you, what's your reaction?
你是否愿意到神面前倾心吐意呢
Are you willing to come before God?
所以有时候我们到神面前来不一定情绪马上平复的
So often, just because we come to God doesn't mean that right away we'll have peace.
其实哈拿可以从眼泪到流泪到感恩啊是中间最重要的就是一个祷告他在神面前祷告
Actually, for Hannah to get from tears to thanksgiving, one of the most important things she did was to pray.
所以今天我们要懂得啊在神面前啊在神面前哭泣
So today we must know to cry before God.
不只是在人面前悲伤而已
Not just to be sad before men.
我们常看到很多同龄啊当在神面前把他的重担卸给神的时候
We often see that when our brothers and sisters bring their burdens before God.
你会知道他啊从祷告当中起来才真正有笑容
That it is not until they get up from prayer is there an effect.
所以我们要从哈拿的祷告来学习
So we must learn from the prayer of Hannah.
这个哈拿的祷告啊，是一个他生命一个转捩的地方。
The prayer of Hannah was a turning point in her life.
我们遇到问题，不要光是掉眼泪，光是忧虑而已。
When we have problems, we should not just cry and just shed tears.
我很喜欢一句英文，他说worry is less work than doing something to fix worry. 就是忧虑它。是一件事情但是你要 做什么事情 来使你不忧虑才对啊、
I really like that saying
那所以我们应该想办法去除我们的忧虑
So we should try to think of a way find a way to resolve our worries
有时候我们都有一个想法要更好但是我们手里不愿意做什么事情我们就让自己躲在一个角落然后自己藏自己的眼泪这样子
Sometimes we have this good idea but then we just go hide in a corner and we just hide our tears and just cry
所以我读到另外一句话蛮喜欢的他说呢 Everyone wants to save the earth but no one wants to help mother with dishes 每个人都想要做一件大事情、哦、都想要拯救地球但是没有一个人想帮妈妈洗碗、啊、意思就是说呢我们总是有一个好的想法但是我们都不愿意做一点什么事情来达到那个我们想要达到的目标。
So I also like that saying because it means that everyone has this great idea, this great vision, but nobody wants to do anything to reach that goal.
我们心中有一个伤痛。
In our hearts, there is a hurt.
我们不要 不只是要藏在那里舔自己的伤口而已。
We should not just sit there and try to heal that sore, that pain.
我们应该勇敢地走到神面前跟神诉说求神带领。
We should bravely come before God and tell God and ask him to guide us.
这个哈拿的祷告有三个很重要的特色。
There are three unique things and important things about Hannah's prayer.
他这次的祷告是从以自己为中心的祷告到以神为中心的祷告。
Her prayer went from a self-centered prayer to a God-centered one.
我们来看一章的十一节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 11.
第十节第十一节
Verses 10 and 11
撒母记上一章十节十一节
First Samuel chapter 1 verses 10 and 11
哈拿心里愁苦就痛痛哭泣祈祷神十一节
Verse 11
许愿说万军之主啊你若垂顾悲女的苦情眷念不忘悲女是我一个儿子我必使他终身归于主不用剃头刀剃他的头请读
Verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Verse 11, Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.
我们知道啊，哈娜已经没有孩子一段时间了。
We know that Hannah hadn't had a child for a period of time.
她每年都要到圣殿，我想她每年都来圣殿祷告。
And I believe every year when she came to the temple, she would go into the temple to pray.
所以后面她等到提到说呢，我为这个事情祷告到如今啊，祈求到现在。
That's why before later on she says that I've prayed for this matter until now.
但是为什么以前的祷告都没有办法蒙神垂听呢？
But how come God did not hear her previous prayers?
我在想她的祷告可能围在自己啊，我好可怜哦！你看那个对头大大的伤害我。
I think those prayers may have been self-centered ones. Look at me, how pitiful I am. Penina keeps on provoking me.
但是如果你我们仔细看第九节，他这一次进到圣殿来啊，看到祭司坐在自己的位置上面了。
But if you look in verse 9, this time when she came into the temple, she saw Eli the priest sitting on the seat.
我在想这个场景一定给他一个很深的印象。
And I believe this scene left a great impression on her.
伊利是一个相当忠心的工人。
Eli was a faithful worker.
但是他的眼睛昏花，看不见，看不清楚。
But his eyes were getting blurry, and he could not see clearly.
他的孩子作恶，但是以利亚没有去管他们。
His children were,
或者是没有尊重儿子，过于尊重神。
His sons did not revere God, but he did not correct them.
所以整个国家，我们看到祭司啊，神的言语稀少。
So we see that there were.
整个国家信仰没有什么复兴啊。
We see that the prophecy, the words of the Lord became, there were fewer and fewer of them in this country and the spirituality.
所以他在想，如果神给我一个儿子啊，我答应神，我许愿。
So she thought that if God gave me a son, I will make a determination, a vow.
什么叫做许愿呢？
What does it mean to make a vow?
就是你跟神祈求，你愿意啊，如果神给你一件什么东西呢，你愿意做一件事情来报答神的爱。
Which means that you ask God for something, and you say, "If I get this, then I will do such and such a thing to repay His love."
在圣经上面，许愿是被允许的。
In the Bible, making a vow is an acceptable thing.
这是常常神啊，有时候，需要完成他的一个事情呢。有时候借着困难，让人不得不去立志为神做事情。
In the Bible, often we see that when God wants to accomplish something, He will allow somebody to meet with suffering so that He has to make a vow to do something.
神要复兴以色列国的宗教。
God wanted to revive the faith of the Israelites.
神要兴起一个工人。
He had to raise up a worker.
接着让哈拿流泪，让他能够看清楚神国的事情。
So from the tears of Hannah, God allowed her to be able to see clearly the matters of the kingdom.
他就许愿了，如果他顾念悲你的苦情呢？他一定要，如果生个儿子，他就会把他献上给神来使用。
And she made a vow that if God saw her affliction and gave her a male son, that she would give this son to God for him.
不用刀剃他的剃头刀，剃他的头就是以前的拿细耳人是不能剃头的。
And no razor shall come upon his head. Back then, the Nazarites could not shave their heads.
因为男人有长头发是他的羞辱。
Because long hair in a man is his shame.
一个拿细耳人做神的人，服侍神的人呢，要懂得为神来背负这些羞辱的事情。
And for a, but for a Nazarite who wants to serve God, he has to be able to bear the shame.
是摩西到他能够先求神的国、神的义。
So you see that Hannah was able to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
以神为中心的一个祷告。
And pray a God-centered prayer.
后来神真的垂听这个祷告。
God listened to this prayer.
所以今天呢，我们。有时候祷告也要转个方向。
So sometimes today when we pray, we have to make a turn, a different direction.
当您为一件事情祈求很久而没有答案的时候
，When you pray for something for a long time and you get no answer.
当你哭了很久不晓得怎么办的时候
，When you've cried for a long time, you don't know what to do.
也许神也怜悯你，接受你的喜愿也不一定。
Maybe God will accept your vow. Who knows?
也许你也不一定喜愿。
Or maybe you are not willing to.
但是你的生命可能神要提醒你要转个弯，要掉个头，要做一件什么事情。
But maybe God wants you to make to redirect your life or to do something.
我们知道我们在受苦的时候要思想哦。
We know that when we're suffering, we have to meditate.
我们在喜乐的时候要感恩，要歌颂。
When we're in joy, we have to praise Him and give thanks.
所以神让事情发生在我们身上，都是有一个原因的。
So there's a reason for that God allows things to happen to us.
我听到一位长老他在做见证。
I heard an elder testify.
他年轻的时候呢，到一个没有教会的地方去教书。
That when he was younger, he went to a place with no church to be a teacher.
然后发觉到说，一会儿太太生病，一会儿孩子生病，家里都很不平安。
And he found that there was no peace in his house. His wife would get sick, then his children would get sick.
当然在祷告当中，神也听他的祷告，也医好了。但是事情一件接一件的来。
Of course, God heard his prayers and would heal them, but then things would happen one after another.
他就想，神啊，你要我做什么呢？为什么家里老是不平安呢？
So he thought, God, what do you want me to do? How come my family continues to not be at peace?
再次祷告当中，神就这样子提醒他。
And during this prayer, God reminded him.
看，你活在一个没有教会的地方，你把你的精力献给这个世界而已。
Look, you're living in a place with no church. You've put all your energy into a place, into this world.
你应该找看看哦，有没有那个工作在教会附近哦，可以在你工作之外的时间呢，把你的精力奉献给神。
You should try to find a place, a work, a job where there's a church nearby, so that when you're not working, you can give some energy, some effort to God.
他说那次祷告的感动很大，他就照那个感动去做了。果然神呢、啊，给他啊，给他。换了一个好啊，另外一个工作。
And he said that the movement in that prayer was great, and he followed that movement, and God allowed him to get a job near a church.
所以他以后的生活就是以神为中心的生活，不是是以自己的家庭做中心的生活。
So from that point on, he lived a God-centered life, not a family-centered life.
所以经上讲说，关心耶路撒冷的必然兴旺。
So the Bible says that those who care for Jerusalem will have their hope revived.
有时候神借着苦难来提醒我们人生的方向。
Often God uses suffering to remind us about the direction of our lives.
过以神为中心的生活。
To live a God-centered life.
那这哈拿的祷告啊，第一个特色就是他真的是情辞迫切，就是不敢说，就是他那个心态是切切的祈求，是倾心吐意的祈求，是非常认真的一个祷告。
The second unique part of Hannah's prayer was that she poured out her soul in her bitterness.
我们来看第一章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter
第一章第十节。
1 verse 10.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣。在神面前痛痛哭泣。
She was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish.
我们来看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样的，我是心里愁苦的妇人。”清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在主面前倾心吐意。他在神面前倾心吐意。
It says that she poured out her soul before the Lord.
我们当有困难的时候呢，我们的祷告，我们真的是要回转向小孩，用赤子之心来祷告。
When we have suffering, we have to return our hearts to the hearts of children and pray in that manner.
我们上次掉眼泪是什么时候了？
When's the last time you shed tears?
我常常觉得现在的人哦。没血没目屎了，没血没有眼泪了。
I feel like people these days have no blood, they have no tears.
我小弟跟大家分享过了，我以前想要出来留学的时候，我妈妈非常反对。
I shared with you before that when I was about to go abroad to study, my mother was really against it.
为什么她反对呢
？Why?
她说那些流过血回来的都没有感觉呢。
She said that all those people who go study abroad and they come back, it's like their emotions are gone.
真的，你好像经历过太多事情了，我们的心已经。已经烂了，已经硬了，已经没有感觉了。
It's like when they go out and have to face all these different things. When they come back, their hearts are numb. They have no feeling.
我们常常要假装自己很勇敢，没有事情可以打倒你，要一副强人的样子出现在人，出现在神面前。
Sometimes we feel like we have to pretend like we're strong, that we're afraid of nothing in front of God before men.
其实到神面前不一定要这样子的。
We actually don't have to be like that when we come before God.
Come as you are. 你就是。把你的赤子之心带到神面前来。
Just come as you are and bring your heart the way it is to God.
但是到神面前来祷告，有时候你也会觉得有一些阻碍。
And when you come before God to pray, you will feel the love of God.
我们要记得一件事情，就是亲近神啊，不一定是一帆风顺的事情。
We have to remember that drawing closer to God isn't necessarily a smooth or easy matter.
所以当哈拿这样子很痛痛的祷告，祷告到最后，就是小弟这样感觉的，然后。就是到最后就是动嘴唇不出声音的。
So you see that Hannah prayed and was poured out her soul before God to the point where her mouth was moving but no words were coming out.
当然圣经上讲是说原来她心中默祷了。
Of course it says in the Bible that she was praying silently.
这应该是 可是前面又说她痛痛哭泣啊。
But also said earlier that she was in bitterness of soul when she wept in anguish.
所以我们就看到她真的是在神面前很认真祷告，但是却被人家误会啊。
So you see that before God, she prayed very diligently, but then she was still misunderstood by people.
祷告的样子让以利看起来，因为以利眼睛有昏花啦。
She prayed like this, and the priest Eli looked at her, and the priest Eli, his eyes weren't so good anymore.
他说：“你喝醉酒了啊？你要醉到什么时候呢？你不应该喝酒的啦。”
He said, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you."
哦，我已经在神面前这么样认真祷告了，又被你误会，实在是哦，气死人了，真的。
I'm already praying so hard before God, and then you misunderstand me like this. This makes me really angry.
我这么痛苦，你不安慰我也就算了吧。
I'm in so much pain. If you don't want to comfort me, then at least just forget it.
那是还误会我，还说我喝酒。
But then, besides not comforting me, you accuse me of being drunk.
如果是一般的信徒，可能不会骂他了，可能打开眼睛瞪他一个眼，瞪他一眼呢。
If this were a normal believer, maybe you wouldn't yell at him, but you'd at least give him a glare.
但是。哈拿把这样的一个阻挡呢，也把他突破了。
But Hannah also was able to overcome this obstacle.
她称以利说：“主啊。”
She said to Eli, "No, my Lord."
不是这样的。
No.
我是心里愁苦的妇人。
I am a woman of sorrowful spirit.
她很温柔的在祭司面前在那边解释。
She explained this very gently before the priest.
今天我们来到神面前得恩惠。
Today we come before God to receive grace.
撒旦总要设立很多的阻碍。
And Satan wants to set many obstacles for us.
让我们没有办法到达神面前。
So that we can't come before God.
让我们被打倒。
So that we can be knocked down.
但是我们要用温柔的心来胜过。
But we have to overcome this with a gentle heart.
他还是继续的在神面前呢，倾心吐意啊。
She still continued to plead before God.
我们来看第一章的第十六节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 16.
一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
不要将卑女看作不正经的女子，因为我因被人拘动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。我们看到这个哈拿的祷告是祈求到如今的祷告。
We see that Hannah was prayed a prayer that in which she just continued to pray until now.
我们又知道哈拿不是一次祷告就中奖的。
We know that Hannah did not just pray once.
她不晓得来到圣殿祷告多少次了。
We don't know how many times she came to the temple to pray about.
所以今天也许您到神的教会，不晓得带多少次眼泪来到神的教会了。
So today you come to the house of God, and I don't know how many tears you bring to Him.
也许你回家之后，发觉到你的问题依然存在。
And maybe you go home and you find your problems are all still there.
直到有一天，你突然发觉到神要给你人生转一个方向。
Until one day you find that God wants to redirect your life.
那次是一个很大的突破。
And that will be a great breakthrough.
但是你也是要不灰心的一直祷告到这一天呢、啊。到这一次啊。
But you still have to continue to pray until that time.
所以路加福音十八章，主耶稣在勉励我们说，我们要常常祷告，不可以灰心。
So in Luke chapter 18, Jesus encourages to continue to pray and not be discouraged.
主耶稣特别几个比喻啊，说有一个官呐、啊，他不怕人呐、啊。也 不怕神，也不尊重人。
Jesus specifically brought up a parable of a judge who was not afraid, did not fear God or man.
但是一个寡妇呢，天天就去跟他烦。
But a widow went to bother him day after day.
他不怕神的，怎么可能会理这个寡妇呢
？He's one who doesn't even fear God. Why would he care about a widow?
他不尊重人，怎么会理一个没有权势的、没有地位的一个寡妇呢
？If he didn't even respect people, why would he care about a widow who had no property or any role in this society?
但是这个寡妇啊，天天来吵他。
But this widow came to bother him every single day.
这个官说：“哎呀，算了，不要被你吵了，就伸你的冤好了。”
Until in the end, he said, "Just forget it. Let me just do what you want, so you leave."
所以说意思就是告诉我们说，我们在神面前祷告，就要像这个寡妇这样子，常常的。不灰心的在神面前祈求。
And Jesus tells us because he wants to be able to pray like this widow persistently before God.
所以我们要祈求到如今。
So we must pray until now.
我们很多时候啊会想要放弃。
A lot of times we will want to give up.
因为有时候你会觉得这个问题太难。
Because sometimes you feel like this problem is just too great.
有的人祷告很久得不到圣灵。
Some people pray for a long time and they can't receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要知道这是神的应许，你一定要继续祷告下去。
We know that this is the promise of God. You must continue to pray.
不可以灰心呐。
Do not be discouraged.
我常有时候被一些弟兄姐妹祷告精神感动。
A lot of times I'm touched by the attitude that people pray.
几年前呢，在神训班有一个同龄来参加。
A few years ago, there was a member who came to attend the theological seminar.
我看他祷告真的很用心呢。
And I saw his prayer was very diligent.
我每次看到他的祷告跪得直直的，然后呢大声流泪哀哭。
Every time I saw him pray, he would kneel upright and pray and cry and yell.
禁食祷告。
He would fast and pray.
很多弟兄姐妹看到他这么认真啊，陪他禁食祷告。
A lot of brothers and sisters saw him doing this, and they would fast and pray with him.
就在NYTS 快要结束了，他得到圣灵啊。
And then just as NYTS was about to end, he got the Holy Spirit.
所以神不会让我们失望的。
So God will not let us down.
你要继续祷告下去啊。
Must continue to pray.
第三个特色，我们会觉得他这个祷告，他是很有信心的一种交托。
Next, we see that Hannah prayed a prayer with faith.
我们来看17节到18节。
Let's look at verse 17 and 18.
一章十七节十八节。
Chapter 1, verses 17 and 18.
以利说：“你可以平平安安的回去。”愿以色列的神应允你向他所求的十八节。哈拿说：“愿卑女在你眼前蒙恩。”于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。请读。
17. Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him." Verse 18. And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
当他听到这个啊，祭司祝福他，给他。平安，愿他平安回去。然后呢，又说神啊，应许他所求的。
After the priest told her to go in peace and told her that the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him.
他对这句话有信心呢。
She believed it.
他的信心表现在哪里呢
？How can you see her faith?
他真的是交托出去了，他出去就可以吃饭了，就不再愁容了。
You really see that she entrusted this to God because then she left and she was able to eat and wasn't sad anymore.
所以你看到一个妇人是掉着眼泪愁苦进来的，她是可以说是。微笑着放心的出去的走出圣殿的
So you see this woman who came into the temple with tears and sadness and then she left basically laughing and smiling
跟她讲话的人不是以利亚不是以利沙呢
The people who talked to her weren't Elijah or Elisha
是一个眼目昏花眼里没有神眼里稀少的、一个祭司
It was a priest that was old and had blurry eyes and couldn't see
但是祭司是一个、不是什么伟大的工人啊他就相信他是神借着他讲话。
And this priest may not have been a great worker, but Hannah believed that the words he spoke were from God.
今天我们来到教会啊，我们真的不要藐视先知的讲论。
Today when we come to the church, we should not look down on the words of the prophet.
我们用信心抓住神每一句的应许。
With faith, we must grab hold to every promise of God.
你会知道你的福气平安。就是从这些神话语的安慰来的。
And you'll find that blessings and peace will come from the comfort of His word.
所以我们来到神面前，一定要带着信心呢。
So when we come before God, we must have faith.
什么叫做信心
？What is faith?
约翰福音呢，十一章啊，在谈到啊主耶稣的一个信心呢。
John chapter 11 talks about the faith of Jesus.
主耶稣啊，在啊让拉撒勒复活的时候
，When Jesus was resurrecting Lazarus from the dead.
主耶稣讲信心的几个重点。
He spoke about some important things.
他说：“第一，你如果信，你就会看到神的荣耀。”
He said, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God."
这个荣耀不是你以后会看到，现在你会看到神的荣耀。
This isn't a glory that you'll see in the future. You'll see this glory now.
因为有的人认为拉撒路不可能复活，他已经死了四天了。
Because there are people that said that Lazarus could never be resurrected because he had been dead for 4 days.
但是耶稣说：“你信，就会看到神的荣耀。”
But Jesus said, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God."
那么后来主耶稣又跟神祷告啊。
And then Jesus prayed to God.
他说：“父啊，我感谢你啊。”
He said, "Father, I thank you."
我们来看一下好了，我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's look at this, John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章，十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
十一章四十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 41.
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你。”因为你已经听我，这个时候拉撒路还没有复活。
At this point, Lazarus had not resurrected yet.
但是他感谢神。
But Jesus thanked God.
因为知道你已经听我。
Because he knew that God had already heard him.
这个就是信心的表现。
This is manifestation.
我们还没有得到的时候就懂得感谢。
That before you get it, you know to thank him.
第四十二节。
Verse 42.
我也知道你常听我。
And I know that you always hear me.
你信心从哪里来呢
？Where does faith come from?
因为在过去当中啊，你发觉到神已经有。常常听你的祷告。
Because in the past, you'll find that God consistently hears your prayers.
因为在过去当中，你听到神听很多人的祷告。
And you hear that God hears a lot of people's prayers.
所以你知道神常听你。
So you know that God always hears you.
你不是相信神常听你，你知道神常听你。
You don't believe that God always hears you. You know He always does.
这个就是信心呢。
This is faith.
当我们祷告在神面前充满强烈信心的时候
，When we pray before God and we are filled with strong faith,
你会知道神就在我们祷告当中给我们神。显出神奇的事情。
You'll find that God will reveal the things of above to us.
所以我们要 求主耶稣赐给我们更大的信心。
So we have to ask God to give us greater faith.
我们要常常听见证来加添我们的信心。
We must often listen to testimonies to strengthen our faith.
小弟在听一些比如说温子教会圣灵大降的那些见证啊。
I was here listening to some testimonies about how the Holy Spirit came down.
一段聚会100多个人得圣灵啊。
I read about one time when during one service 100 people received the Holy Spirit.
为什么大家能够得到那么多神的恩惠呢？
How could so many people could receive so much grace from God?
其中有个特色啊。
There's one important.
就是当神在做工的时候呢，那个传道人会请那些得到神恩惠的人啊上台做见证。
Which is that when God's working, the preacher will invite those who have been shown grace by God to come up and testify.
那他做见证的时候呢，大家听起来说哇不得了，神竟然听这样的祷告。
And when they testify, people would think, wow, this is amazing. God listened to that kind of prayer.
他的信心也被激发出来了。
And then their faith will come out.
所以就在这个当中得到恩惠啊。
And so in this way, they all receive
grace. 所以我们多听见证，知道神是听人祷告的神。
So we should hear more testimonies, know that God is a God who hears prayers.
用信心交托。
So that we should entrust with faith.
我知道哈拿在祷告之后，神后来真的赐给他一个孩子。
Find that after Hannah prayed, God really did give her a son.
他就可以从眼泪到感恩。
And she was able to go from tears to thanksgiving.
有的人在得到神的回应之后呢，他就很高兴的忘记了这件事情。
When some people receive a response from God, they are very happy and they forget.
这些恩惠常常被忘掉，不再纪念。
And a lot of times later on, they forget this grace.
但是哈拿不是这样的人。
But Hannah was not that kind of person.
我们来看撒母耳记上的第一章24-28节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 24 to 28.
24-28节。
24 to 28.
祭断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了主的殿，又带了三只公羊，一一划细面，一笔带酒。那时孩子还小，25节。宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前，26节。故人说：“主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在这里站着祈求主的那妇人就是我。”27节。我祈求未得着这孩子，主已经将我所求的赐给我了。28节。所以我将这孩子归于主，使他终身归于主。于是在那里敬拜神。请读。
24. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. 25. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. 26. And she said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here, praying to the Lord. 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. 28. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worship the Lord there.
后来神果然应许哈拿给他一个孩子，他给他起名叫撒母耳。
Later, God gave Hannah a son, and she named him Samuel.
撒母耳的意思就是神听见了。
Samuel means God has heard.
他说这是他从神那边求来的，神听见了他的祈求。
And she said that this was something that I asked God for, and God has heard my prayer.
我常常觉得我们弟兄姐妹有的人真的很会感恩呐，吼。
A lot of times I find that a lot of brothers and sisters know how to give thanks.
所以他们生孩子的时候呢，取名字会什么？都会跟恩典有关系的哈。
So when they have children, they'll give their children names that have to do with grace.
感谢主的恩典啊，这是比如说什么
？To thank God for His grace.
我们叫很多 baby 啊，我看很多的名字都跟神的恩典有关系的。
Like a lot of your babies, I see a lot of them. Their names have to do with the grace of God.
这是懂得纪念神的恩典。
And this is knowing how to remember the grace.
那么他更懂得还愿呐。
But even more, she knew how to repent.
因为他知道这个小孩子是他许愿得来的。
Because she knew that she got this child from the vow she made.
所以他一定要还愿哦。
So she had to repay this vow.
我们知道有的人他许了愿之后忘了还。
We know that there are some people who make a vow and forget to repay.
这个在神面前呐，神会追讨的。神会追这个愿呐。
And for these people, God will chase after you and chase after that vow.
我们看传道书的第五章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 5.
传道书。
Deuteronomy.
传道书。Ecclesiastic.
I'm sorry, Ecclesiastes.
传道书第五章。
Sorry, Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
传道书五章四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4.
你向神许愿。不可迟延，偿还不可迟延，因他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你喜的愿应当偿还。 第五节
Verse five.
你喜愿不还不如不许第六节
Six.
不可任你的口使肉体犯罪也不可在祭司面前说是许错了为何使神因你的声音发怒败坏你手所做的呢好请读
For when you make a vow to God do not delay to pay it for he has no pleasure in fools pay what you have vowed Verse 5 Better not to vow than to vow and not pay 6 Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands
神允许人许愿
God wants people to make vows
Permit
He allows people to make vows.
但是我们许了愿之后，一定要懂得还，不要迟缘还。
But after we make a vow, we must repay it and not delay to repay.
不要说我许错了。
And we should not say that it was a mistake.
小弟出来当传道是妈妈的许愿。
I came out to be a minister because my mother made a vow.
我就记得在生命当中有一段故事。
I remember there is a story in the Bible.
这是我小弟当国中的时候，在国中的时候呢，我们自己的家有一个家庭聚会。
I remember back in middle school, we had a family service in our house.
那我是长子，所以我就带领那个家庭聚会。
And since I was the eldest son, I had to lead the Bible study.
我就提醒弟弟妹妹说，要懂得还愿。我们当中有一个人呢，以后要出来服侍神。
And in our family Bible study, I would encourage my brothers and sisters that since there is this vow in our family, then we have to repay him.
我爸爸就非常的生气。
And my father was very angry.
他说那个愿不算。
He said that vow doesn't count.
你们也是我的孩子。
You're also my children.
我不希望你们可以在教会扫厕所，但是不要到教会当传道。
You can clean the bathrooms in church, but don't become a pastor.
他说当传道，这个太辛苦了。
He said it's too tough to be a pastor.
扫厕所比较轻松一点。
It's more relaxing to wash the toilets.
我当时年纪小了。
At the time I was young.
我说爸爸，你说这样神会处罚你哦。
I said to my dad, if you say this, God's going to punish you.
我当时就是很简单这样讲，后来才知道说，其实如果一个太太当初许愿，先生早就知道，你当时没有反悔，你等到孩子通通长大、通通平安了，你才反悔，这样是不行的。
Actually, I said this only when I was young, but then actually later I realized that if your wife makes a vow and then the...And you don't fulfill this vow later on, God will punish you.
如果先生一开始就反悔，那这个就不算了，因为他们是一体的。但是你当时都不作声，默认了，等到孩子都平安了，你现在再反悔，这个不可以的。
Oh, sorry. If the wife makes a vow and the husband delays to repay it, then because you just wait till things are smooth, then that doesn't count because why doesn't it count?
You want to say no, you got to say no earlier,
Because if it was a mistake to make that vow, then you should say no early on.
你不可等到神都给你平安了，你才说 no 啊。
You don't wait till God gives you peace, then you say no.
这个神不高兴了。
And God will not be happy.
所以很奇妙，隔天我爸爸真的就出车祸了。
And so it was really weird. The next day, my father got an accident, a car accident.
那我妈妈在市场上卖东西啊。
My mother was in the supermarket buying something.
我妈妈就祷告说，神啊，如果这个跟昨天的那个我儿子讲的那句话有关系哈。那个你不还愿哦，神会处罚你，跟你有关系哦。你让我今天早上赚 卖衣服赚一倍啦。
And my mother prayed in her heart that if this is a sign from you, if this car accident had to do with what my son said to my husband yesterday, then allow me to make a double portion in my job today.
我妈妈也是很好玩，她没有马上去医院她跟神做这样祷告。
And my mom's an interesting person. She didn't rush to the hospital to see her husband. She just prayed to God.
你知道做生意哦。一般的日子你说要赚一倍这是不可能的事情、啊、
You know when you're doing business to try to make double
又不是礼拜天礼拜六
It wasn't a weekend to try to make double that day is almost impossible
结果那天神真的让他有体验了
That day really she had an experience from God
妈妈说哎呀这是处罚而已啦不会有事、哎、
And she said oh this is just punishment from God He'll be okay
所以我们要懂得还愿
So we must know how to repay a vow
要懂得感恩、啊、
We must know how to be thankful
所以哈拿带着牛带着很多礼物来到神面前献给神。
And so Hannah brought a bull and many gifts before God to.
我们越感恩神的恩惠越多
And the more thankful we are to God, the more grace He will give us.
我们看撒母记上第二章的第二十一节，二十一节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 21.
二章二十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 21.
主眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母在神面前渐渐长大。我们献给神的，常常神又加倍的还给我们。
When you offer something to God, God will often add on to that and repay you.
所以不是献了撒母他就没有了。
So it's not that when she gave Samuel up, she had nothing left.
啊，他神又继续祝福他五个孩子。
God continued to bless her with five more children.
啊，所以我们用感恩的心呢，常常来报答神。
So with a heart of thanksgiving, we should come to repay God.
我们看诗篇五十篇第九节。
Let's look at Psalm 50, verse 9.
诗篇五十篇第九节。
Psalm 50, verse 9.
五十篇第九节到十四节。
50, verse 9 to 14.
我不从你家中取公牛，也不从你圈内取山羊，因为树林中的百兽是我的，圈山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟是我，我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。十二节。
12.
我若饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。十三节。
13.
我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂吃山羊的血呢？十四节。
14.
你们要以感谢为祭。献于神，要向至高者还你的愿啊！这边提到说，其实万物都是属于神的。
Here it says that everything belongs to God.
神要什么东西？难道跟我们要吗
？If God wants something, does He have to ask us for it?
但是我们人要用感谢的心来到神面前。
But we have to come before God with thanksgiving.
要懂得跟神还愿呢。
We have to know to pay our vows.
所以我们要学习有感恩的心。
So we must learn to have a heart of thanksgiving.
啊，真的有时候我们真的忘记呢。
Really, sometimes we forget.
像我们领会的人呢，有时候会前会认真祷告，会后忘了跟神说声谢谢，谢谢你帮助我领完这场会。
Often when you people are about to give a sermon, right before the sermon, they pray really hard to God, but after the sermon, they forgot to thank God for it.
有时候我们常常患这种毛病啊。
A lot of times we just have this problem.
我们有时候求功课，求你帮助我功课好了之后就把神丢在一边了。
We're about to study, do our homework, and we pray God so hard for it, and then after we're done and we're good, then we leave God aside.
啊，我们不要做一个忘恩负义的人。我们不要做一个不懂得感恩的人。
We should not be somebody who does not know how to give.
一定会得到神更多的恩惠。
And then we will receive even more grace from God.
我们从哈拿学习到她流泪到感恩的一段生命记事。
So from Hannah, we learn to go from tears to thanksgiving.
她那个重点就是懂得祷告。
And the most important reason is because she knew how to pray.
所以愿我们的祷告常常达到神的面前。
May our prayers come before God.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
294首。
294。
对不起，三百九十四首。
Sorry, 394.
Thanks to God for my Redeemer. Thanks for all Thou dost provide.Thanks for times now but a memory. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for pleasant balmy springtime. Thanks for dark and dreary fall. Thanks for tears by now forgotten. Thanks for peace within my soul.Thanks for prayers that Thou hast answered. Thanks for what Thou dost deny. Thanks for storms that I have weathered. Thanks for all Thou dost provide. Thanks for pain and thanks for pleasure. Thanks for comfort and despair.Thanks for grace that now can measure. Thanks for love beyond compare. Thanks for roses by the wayside. Thanks for thorns there stands content. Thanks for home and thanks for fireside. Thanks for hope that sweet refrain.Thanks for joy, and thanks for sorrow. Thanks for heavenly peace with thee. Thanks for hope in the tomorrow. Thanks through all eternity.
同心祷告。
Let's pray.